9. The need to experiment. Be more sceptical about claimed data. Improve surveys by using monadic testing. Back this up with field experiments, and follow a proper process when running these tests to eliminate misleading findings. 10. Framing. Focus on losses rather than gains. Use nouns rather than verbs, and harness social proof to minimise irritation with shortages. 11. Fairness. Harness righteous indignation, apply the principle of fairness to pricing, use the power of because, the reason something is the case, and make sure your customers behave fairly. 12. Freedom of choice. Be wary of triggering reactance when there is a power imbalance with the audience. When people feel their autonomy is threatened, they react by reasserting their freedom, called reactance. Avoid overly asserting messages when communicating with loyal customers. There's no need. Take culture into account and harness the "but you are free to do what you want" principle. 13. The red sneakers effect. Breaking conventions signals status. Apply this principle to advertising to create distinction, but be honest enough to work out whether your brand has the necessary status to harness this effect. 14. The halo effect. You can achieve your goals obliquely as well as directly. Use the effect if your brand is little known, prioritise it if you need to convey intangible attributes, and use it to emphasise your brand's attractiveness and boost your likability. 15. The wisdom of wit. Use humour as a tactic to improve memorability. Use it when communicating uncomfortable matters, and prioritise humorous messages among your fans. 16. The peak-end rule. People mainly remember the last thing they experienced, so focus on the moments that matter. Fill in the troughs in interest, amplify the pinnacles, and end on a high. What's good about it? Behavioural science is valuable because it has relevance, robustness, and range. Focus your efforts on establishing or breaking habits at the start of a new time period. Don't rely on motivation. Combine it with a cue or trigger. Harness an existing behaviour. Make it as easy as possible. Harness the power of uncertain rewards. And remember that habit creation requires a sustained series of interventions. Attaching a desired new behaviour to an existing cue is known as habit stacking. Chunking is making the behaviour you're trying to create as small and easy as possible to make a start. Overconfidence is rife. 84% think they are better at their jobs than their peers, and 45% rate themselves as much better. This applies to the company you work for and the brands you work on. What you have to watch? Nothing. This is well argued